Chapter 11. Escape Through the Sewers. No one saw Valjean lift Marius up and carry him away from the barricade. But where could he go? There were high walls all around, and only a bird could find a way out. Then Valjean noticed a dark hole in the ground with metal bars over it. He hurried towards it and found that he could lift up the bars. He put Marius on his back, not knowing if he was dead or alive, and climbed into the hole. It was not very deep, and he soon found himself walking down a long path under the ground. It was totally dark and silent. He was in the sewers of Paris. He was safe. Valjean walked and walked. When his path joined another, he chose to go uphill. The river is at the bottom of the hill, and there'll be lots of people there, he thought. Valjean kept walking. He was hungry and thirsty, and he began to get tired. He stopped to rest and laid Marius down. The young man's eyes were closed, and his hair and chest were wet with blood. Valjean took off his shirt and tied it round Marius's head. Then he found Marius's notebook in his coat with his grandfather's address. After this, he picked Marius up again and continued to walk. On and on he went until he reached water. He could not go back, so he walked through the water, which got deeper and deeper. Finally, on the other side of the water, he could see a light. It was a gate by the river. There was a way out. But when Valjean reached the gate, he found that it was locked. He put Marius down and dropped to his knees. It was impossible to go back. What now? Suddenly, he heard a voice say,
"If you give me half, I'll unlock the gate. I have the key."
"What do you mean?" asked Valjean.
He looked at the man and saw that it was Thénardier.
"You've killed that man, and you're going to steal his money. So, give me half the money, and I'll open the gate," said Thénardier.
"I haven't stolen anything," said Valjean.
His face was so dirty that Thénardier did not know who he was. As Thénardier looked in Marius's coat, he pulled a piece off it without Valjean seeing.
"One day it may prove who this man is," he thought. "There's only 30 francs here," he said to Valjean, taking all the coins.
Then he opened the gate very quietly, just enough for Valjean to carry Marius through. Thénardier locked it behind them and disappeared into the sewers. Valjean was outside. He could see the sky and breathe the clean air again. But he soon had the feeling that he was not alone, and when he turned round, someone was watching him. It was Javert.
"It's you," Javert said. "I heard that Thénardier escaped from prison, and I was following him. I was waiting for him to come out of the sewer, not you."
"Javert, you've got me," Valjean said. "I am your prisoner. But I ask you one thing. Please help me carry this man home first."
"He was at the barricade, wasn't he? You've brought him from there?"
"Yes," replied Valjean. "I must take him to Monsieur Gillenormand, 6 Filles du Calvaire Street."
Javert agreed, and together they laid Marius in Javert's carriage. They left Marius with the servant at his grandfather's house. Back in Javert's carriage, Valjean said, "Can we stop at my house for a moment? Then you can do anything that you like with me." Valjean wanted to tell Cosette where Marius was and to say goodbye to her. Javert did not argue, and outside Valjean's house he said,
"I'll wait here for you."
Valjean was surprised, but he hurried into the house. Cosette was not there. Then he looked out of the window to the street. Javert was gone. Javert walked along the river to a place where the water ran fast. His mind was full of confusing and terrifying thoughts. He understood good and evil, but he did not understand Valjean.
"A convict gave me my life. A bad man did a good thing. How's that possible?" he thought. "My life has always been simple. Until now, I've always known what is right and what is wrong. I cannot bear this."
Javert climbed onto the bridge and looked down into the dark water. He took off his hat and laid it on the wall. A moment later, he was standing on the wall. Suddenly, he jumped forward and fell into the darkness.